Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Eric Fox. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kelly Downs. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sachs hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines bunts for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McCaskill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Karkoviche moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vince Horsman now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bordick is hit by the pitch. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Y scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0 for 3 in the game. Sax strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bordick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson bunts for a single. Steinbach moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steinbach tags and scores. Wilson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Wilson Alvarez now pitching. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Blankenship is hit by the pitch. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Blankenship scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. Lance Blankenship now playing second base. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Sean Abner pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Abner reaches second base with a double. Ventura moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive beyond first. McGuire can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ventura scores. Abner scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sviam moves to second. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 4 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Sviam scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Raines scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Abner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium can't make a play. That's a base hit. Steinbach scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick is hit by the pitch. Wilson moves to third. Brown moves to second. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blankenship hits a line drive towards third. Ventura catches it and throws to second to double up Brown. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.